defending your freedom every single day. On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone in the shadows of the Monster Cash yesterday. Great program yesterday, by the way, and a lot of fun bringing it to you. The opening two segments, I wasn't real bleak, I don't think. I wasn't real, because I'm usually the optimist. Yesterday's show, I was a little bit pessimistic. I'm not feeling real good about where things are going in this country today for a lot of different reasons, and we're going to touch on some of those again today with my guest coming up in just a moment, David Kodria. But before I go to David, let me just very quickly give you a rundown of yesterday's broadcast on Armed American Radio's Monster Cash yesterday in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. I took the first 30 minutes to talk with you a little bit about where I felt the country was, and I touched on just one aspect of it, and that was lies of omission. And I used Nancy Pelosi as an example of that and how dangerous it is. And then when I get David on here in just a second, I'm going to go over a tweet from an idiot by the name of Bill Kristol, and we'll explain all that in just a moment. He's a scoundrel of a man I despise of his very existence. If you remember Dennis Quaid in the movie Wyatt Earp, we'll have some fun with that in just a couple minutes at Bill Kristol's expense. But the second half of the broadcast brought Ryan Hartwig, the Facebook insider, in, who, while I was talking with Ryan on the program, he was Project Veritas and exposed bias against conservatives at Facebook. While we were talking about whether or not Facebook was paying any attention because we were live streaming the program, my Facebook screen, which is the moderator board, the business page, went blank, flipped back up, and provided me with nothing but a view as if I were somebody viewing a regular Facebook page. I lost all controls. I asked Ryan if that was coincidental. He laughed and said he doesn't believe in coincidences, nor do I. But here we are. So, there's no question in my mind that we were being watched yesterday, and there's no doubt that that was something from Facebook. That was not a coincidence. When I'm talking to an individual that will more than likely be testifying in front of Congress about Facebook and Zuckerberg's testimony and is being watched on all of his media appearances, it was really something to see. Quite fascinating, actually. That was followed by Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. We covered new revolvers, used revolvers, new handguns, new pistols, and used pistols. And that's always fun. I love doing that with her, and we learn a lot about what's selling out there. No surprises this go around. GunBroker.com to check that out. And you can view all the ones we covered if you want just by going to GunGenius.com. GunGenius.com. You can click on new and used. In addition to that, we had a classic Armed American Radio roundtable with Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. Brad Primo was back with us, the CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey, and Neil McCabe. All men were in rare form last night, and unfortunately, time got the better of us, as it always does. So that's a quick recap of the Monster Cast. Let's go right now. Oh, and did I forget to mention David Kodria? Yeah, that was intentional, because we're continuing the conversation with David Kodria that we had last night right now on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. David joined me in the second half of the first hour. David, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Mark, thanks for having me back on. Let's get this show on the road, man. You know, there's
how about
so much
we have
to
some fun first
this,
at Bill. How about we have some fun first at Bill Kristol's expense?
I call it the scourge of Kristol meth.
I should have known that you had something going with him. This guy is a turncoat rhino, if I've ever seen one. He is a leading the pack of, you know, this guy wants Biden to win the election. Let me put it that way. This man's blind hatred of Donald Trump. This guy, David, I would say that this guy is just a perfect textbook case of Trump derangement syndrome. Would that be a definition I could use?
Absolutely, and he's not the only one. Mark, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I wrote a piece that came out on AmmoLand on July 1st, and the title was Republicans for Biden Are Gun Owners' Enemies Inside the Gate. And right. In it, I profiled not only Kristol and his Defending Democracy Together project, but also George Conway, Kellyanne's husband, who is part of something called the Lincoln Project. These are both groups that have endorsed Joe Biden for president, meaning they are endorsing all the gun laws that Joe Biden is going to bring to the table. They are endorsing Joe Biden having the say on who gets nominated to the Supreme and the federal courts, and they want all of this through their blind hatred. And as long as we're on the subject for Crystal, let me just go for 10 more seconds. Please. I got three titles that I highlighted from my War on Guns blog that I've done over like the past year. One is Bill Crystal says lazy white working class should be replaced by new Americans. Another is Never Trump conservative Bill Crystal donated to Ralph Northam's campaign. And the third one I highlighted was Bill Crystal advocates amnesty to illegal aliens and ending the country caps in the U.S. legal immigration system. And we know, of course, what that would mean in terms of just the overwhelming majority of new Democrats that would be coming into the country.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you gave that background on Crystal, because I'll go back to the Wyatt Earp. There's a scene in the movie Wyatt Earp where Wyatt Earp walks into a little bar, little tent bar in Texas in Fort Griffin, where he met Doc Holliday. True, all went down, all history, and Doc Holliday was looking for an individual that was a fugitive. And his guy's name was Dave Rudabaugh. And as he's introduced to Doc Holliday, he says, "You're looking for Dave Rudabaugh." He says, "Dave Rudabaugh is a scoundrel of a man I despise of his very existence," which is pretty much the way I feel about Bill Crystal. Yet I hate the guy's I hate what he's doing so much. I can't help. I'm addicted to watching his tweets. Have you ever watched his Twitter feed, David?
I cannot stomach it. You have a stronger stomach than I do if you can stay with the guy. It's like looking at what Shannon Watts or David Hogg tweet out. You know, you can only take it in very small amounts. A concentrated dose can be lethal.
Well, it can, but here's what I do. Every time I get one of the notifications of his tweets, I tweet to him the following. Sing it with me, Bill. At real Donald Trump lives in my head, doo-dah, doo-dah. At real Donald Trump lives in my head all the livelong day. He's living in my brain, he's driving me insane. At real Donald Trump lives in my brain, rent-free all day long. You see, so I tweet that back to him, and I have fun with it every day. Now, today's he had a set of tweets out there. Here's one that he put up. Now, this is a threat. Nothing short of a threat. And I could not wait to get you on the program to talk with you about this today. Here was Bill Crystal's tweet from 9:09 a.m. yesterday that I didn't get around to until today. But here's what he tweeted. If you don't want a quote-unquote left-wing cultural revolution, or want to minimize the illiberal and deleterious aspects of such a revolution, I think it's pretty clear you should want Biden as president for the next 4 years, not a reelected Trump. Now, let's give you some background. What illiberal means a taking away of your freedoms. Okay? This is a direct threat from Bill Crystal. Deleterious aspects means the negative or vicious aspects, however you want to phrase it, as a result of Donald Trump's action, because the left is going to go insane. I said last night, David, on my opening statements, you were listening to the first hour of the show, and I made it very, very clear that the left is not going to stop until they're stopped. The violent left is not going to stop until they're stopped, David. And this is coming from Bill Crystal right now, a conservative or neoconservative Republican suffering from Trump derangement. That is nothing short of a threat. Well, your take on that?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because his kind, when the hard left takes over, his kind generally end up standing in front of a lime pit. Okay? And in terms of, if you really want to see this country go bonkers, you go ahead and get Joe Biden in there, and you go ahead and you ban the guns that Bill Crystal has endorsed banning as well, and then you order people to turn them in, and you start arresting people and ruining their lives, and you are going to see pushback. Okay, because some of us understand that this threat is not just, you know, writing about it politics. This is existential. This is the ending of the Founders' Republic. It's nothing less than that. Anyone who doesn't recognize that is whistling past the graveyard of history. They are a fool. And when Bill Crystal makes a threat like that, it brings to mind, you know, you led in with the Randy Quaid Tombstone movie. It brings to mind a line from the other Tombstone movie, "I'm your Huckleberry." Okay.
You know, also historically accurate, by the way. Debated about what it meant, but what David just mentioned is historically accurate. David, the play on words, if you will, with the illiberal and deleterious is just Bill Crystal's elitist way, because he doesn't want to come out and say what he just said. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. I want to go back into this tweet in just a moment when we come back because of the threat. And I want to talk about the nature of the threat, and I want to read some responses to Bill Kristol, including the one I said that I sent to him. And I know he sees these. Bill Kristol's the type of guy that when he puts something out, he has to go back and watch it all day long. That's just the type of guy he is. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with David Kodrian. Let me tell you something. It's going to get good because we're going to go back to Stone Mountain. We're going to talk about violence in America over the weekend, but not before we wrap up this moron, Bill Kristol. Back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, Patricia Huff. Welcome back, by the way. Patricia Huff was on the program last night from GunBroker.com, and we keep talking about when we're going to do the next giveaway. Unfortunately, we are having trouble getting down to the warehouse because of things being closed up and locked up to get some of those. But we've got about 10 of the range bags to give away. I promise you we've got one of those giveaways coming, and we'll fill it with some pretty good stuff. I think the last one we had was filled with almost $1,000 worth of really cool stuff, including the Emerson knife, the Defender coffee, one of my books, Grilling While Armed, signed, some T-shirts, and some other fun stuff. So hang in there with us. We'll get this stuff taken care of. All right, David, welcome back inside. Let's go through this tweet again and some of the funny stuff that's written in response. What do you say?
Let's do it. Go for it.
All right, here's the tweet one more time from Bill Kristol, a Republican. He says, if you don't want a left-wing cultural revolution or want to minimize the illiberal and deleterious aspects of such a revolution, I think it's pretty clear you want Biden as president for the next 4 years, not a reelected Trump. So what Bill Kristol is doing is he's threatening you. And David, let me first ask, is this a hidden threat of potential violence?
Well, sure. That's what it implies, that if you don't invite if you don't elect Biden, there's going to be a communist revolution and there's going to be civil war in this country. There's no other way to interpret that. But where the lie of this is if you take a look at how the radicals in the party are driving the mainstream Democrat Party further and further and further to the left, because right, these politicians are so intent on pandering to everybody that they will just about go along with anything. And you take a look at Mayor Jenny Durkan up in Seattle. She was calling the CHOP people patriots until they came and they threatened her at her house. And then all of a sudden she wants to close down the Summer of Love zone.
Yeah, and all of a sudden there's blood on her hands because she got a couple murders in there. And she doesn't want that hanging over her head. So she finally
You appease them and they take it and they press for more. It's like the jackals circling you. You throw them a scrap of meat. Guess what? They're not going to go away satisfied. Mm. They're going to sense weakness and fear, and they're going to circle in closer for more because they want it all, because that's what it means to be a totalitarian.
There's something about that in a response. Let me get to them. Glad you missed. David's brilliant. Take a listen to some of these responses to Kristol. My own was, that's a threat, Bill. You've lost it. Go seek help, especially if you're thinking we're afraid of some lefty revolution. Hint, we're not. The tweet below that one was mine. That sounds like a threat. Don't worry. I'm prepared for anything that comes along from the violent left. I'm armed, I'm prepared, and I'm insured, something I recommend everyone do here so the left can't attack you. And included with that was a very popular photograph in pro-right circles of a holstered gun with the individual's arm with We the People tattooed on it. You see it a lot on some things that A.W.R. Hawkins puts out at Breitbart, for example. Below that, this is a threat from a coward on his cell phone. Very true. No question. There's another one that's great. It just says enough said, and it's a video about Joe Biden's racist past and some of the commentary that he made, but the language is enough that I can't do this on over-the-airwaves radio. Lots of satellite radio moment words. If you've been listening to the show, you know what that means. S.L. Stiles writes, I'm voting Trump again come November 3rd, 2020. Who's with me? And then a meme of liberals reading Trump's tweets with some illiberal with smoke coming out of his nose, and you've got from the movie Goodfellas, what's his name there, and Robert De Niro cracking up and laughing at the table. A lot of fun. And then it says, Liz Hirsch says it. Ah, yes, the same at Joe Biden, who's been a career politician for 40-plus years and has what accomplishments? And then Andrew writes in, whatever happened to at Bill Kristol? Sad to see a man so blinded by hate. And then Richard King says, and give up the chance to add more conservatives to the bench? I don't think so. That's a terrible idea. Now, by the way, I'm reading straight down from these. You can follow me on these. I'm not skipping and picking and choosing. These are the responses in order. So James Keene says, so the way to beat the left-wing lunacy is to legitimize it? This is the position of a Republican? Really? And then another one says, just give the radical leftists what they want without a fight. Just surrender is the kind of advice a loser like you would give. And then there's some I won't say the name, Cat Doo-Doo says dumbest tweet of the decade. And then the next one I'm going to stop with from Raylan Worthington. David says appeasement is getting the crocodile to eat you last. Isn't that what you were just referring to?
You know, it's instructive that you were just reading down and that you weren't cafeteria picking out items to
Correct.
Read that would support your cause, because what it shows is that with all of his appeasement, he is not attracting any support from the people he is trying to suck up to. And in fact, people are going ahead and they're hitting right back at him, and nobody is stepping up to defend him because they realize that this guy's a lunatic, a weakling, and a loser. And he, you know, here's the observation I've had for a long time, Mark, that that the left, the so-called progressive urban types, try to paint us as being a bunch of rustic, knuckle-dragging, deplorable, slack-jawed yokels, when in fact the true provincials are them. They live in their little isolated bubbles. And what Crystal reminds me of is New Yorker film critic Pauline Kael, who after Nixon won the 72 election said, I live in a rather special world. I only know one person who voted for Nixon. Where they are, I don't know. They're outside my ken, but sometimes when I'm in a theater, I can feel them. And he has no idea who he's poking with a stick. He's sitting there smug in his little insulated bubble, just like the demanding moms. They have no idea who they're poking, what our capabilities are, what our mindsets are, what our armaments are. And you really want to, you know, tell us that you're going to threaten us that if we don't go and sacrifice and give up and betray every one of our principles and surrender, you're going to sick the communists on us? You know, what do you think would have happened had Captain Parker been told, you know what, unless you guys give up your arms right now, you know, we're gonna just, you know, rain hell down on your heads. Well, they gave their answer. It was the shot heard around the world.
Yeah, it's well said. I'm going to let it stand on its own. I have nothing else to add to that. You know, interestingly, when you read some of Crystal's responses, and I really believe what I'm about to tell you here. I'm not just funning with you because I can't stand Bill Crystal. But if you read his clearly anti-Trump messages where he attacks Trump personally, which is multiple times throughout the day, you will see nothing but ream after ream after ream of lefty in there bolstering up his tweet, calling everybody who votes for Trump a racist. Half the nation is a racist to these people, talking about how they want the revolution, how they want it. That's what happens. But when you put it, he puts a tweet out, which is almost doublespeak like this. I don't think the lefties understood what he was saying. I don't think they could figure it out. So he got a lot of conservatives in here coming down through this tweet responding. And, you know, as you were talking, David, I had read this entire string. And some of them, you know, I pick it on. These are, again, going right down the line. Laugh out loud. I'll stay with President Trump. Next one below it. It's best to just elect the left-wing candidate. Otherwise, the far left will be mad. Exactly what I would expect a lefty like you to say. But, Bill, I'm actually not sure conservatives care too much about placating communists. So you're seeing a lot of intelligence in here coming down this feed on here against Bill Crystal. And, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that at the break. When we come back with David, I want to go back to Stone Mountain, Georgia, David. We'll go back and talk a little bit about that. Because one thing we didn't mention last night when David and I were talking about Stone Mountain and the black armed protesters that the media is sort of focusing on was some things that were said. Get back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back inside these Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. By the way, I had had both Car Arms and GunBroker.com was on the show last night. It was a lot of fun. And I got to tell you, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on here coming up at Armed American Radio. I've been spending a lot of time today. I was working on the music. If you noticed yesterday on the Monster Cast, you got a new intro music and you got a new out music going on both ends of each of the individual 3 hours. That's permanent, and you're going to see a difference if you're listening to the bumper music coming and going in and out of each break. That's all changing. We're speaking with the network today. We've got license agreements for some other things so that both Facebook and YouTube and a lot of other things that we're getting ready to do in the future, television stations that are carrying the broadcast right now, 11 of them in particular, don't have any problems with copyright issues. So lots happening, lots of fun stuff, lots of new announcements coming in the very near future. And by the way, hey, David, I'm really surprised that nobody on Facebook commented at all on my singing my little song to Bill Kristol. Nobody commented. Nobody said, great job, or that was terrible, don't do that again, nothing.
We were just probably just in awe, you know. I mean, we knew you had so many talents, and here you are, you know, the new Hugh Jackman, you know.
Singing the little doo-dah song was one of them, right? Man, I guess, come on. All right, listen, did you, you know, I was looking at some of the tweets going down that line and some of his newer tweets during the day to the man, you know, it really must be terrible going through life so angry and so hateful at someone. Truly, Donald Trump is living in this guy's head rent-free. And it must be a horrible way to live, David. It's got to be.
I would just like to see all these urbane sophisticates who say that we're stupid. I'd like to see one of them start a lawnmower. Okay, I'm sorry.
You better yet put oil in the thing, right? Let's get really serious about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
sure,
sure.
Take
show
you
us, here, here's his chainsaw. Show us where to make the cuts, pal.
Oh, no, no. Don't put it between your legs that way. Hold it the other way, silly.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I gotta say this. I bet they don't know how to light charcoal.
David. That's okay. That's why God invented Venturi tubes, Mark.
If you've listened to the show for the last decade, you know what that means. If not, ask a friend. All right. Let's go to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Last night, David and I on 210 or whatever, over 200 radio stations, we were talking about this in great detail, but we got cut off by the clock. So I'm looking at the clock now. We've got some time. I'm talking about what is known as the armed black protesters now at Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let me make this very clear. If you were watching me today on the Facebook live stream, The Daily Shot with Rob, then you heard me say this, and I'm going to say it again. I am 100% pro-gun. If you're not violating a law, I don't care if you're black, red, green, yellow, I don't care what moniker you give yourself, if you are lawfully able to carry a firearm, have at it. That's your right. We can't pick and choose who carries guns. We don't have to like somebody's ideology, but those individuals have a right, just like I have a right, just like you have a right, to carry a firearm. We all have a right, as long as you're not violating a law. And these individuals at Stone Mountain, the protesters, were violating no laws. In fact, a lot of cops were talking about how peaceful they were. But, David, something I didn't go into last night because I missed it, and this is why I wanted to bring you back on, was, and I quote from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution now, the last paragraph, a speaker at Saturday's rally addressed that group, "I don't see no white militia. To the 3%ers and all the rest of those scared, blanking rednecks, we here, where the blank you at? We in your house. Let's go." David, that's a clear threat from an individual that was heavily armed. But violating no laws.
I don't know that that's a threat. First of all, let me just back up real quick, and I have to disagree with you on lawfully, because if I'm in California, I can't lawfully do much of anything. And I have to tell you that I lived in California where I couldn't get a permit to save my life, had a death threat, and I used to carry in California without a permit. I make no apologies about saying that. I would say peaceably, or find some other way to describe it than lawfully, because if you're in New York City, you're lucky to lawfully have something in your apartment that hasn't been permitted. So that's another conversation. But this guy, again, first of all kinds of people do tiger talking. You know, he didn't follow through on that with any kind of action. And he also showed his ignorance. "We're in your house." No, you weren't. You were at Stone Mountain, pal. Did you check the population demographics of Stone Mountain? It's something like 73% black in that town. So, you know, don't tell me that you're in my house. Okay? We're all Americans. There's not supposed to be houses in terms of public property, okay? And by the way, don't be using pejoratives like rednecks and things like that, because that is racist. That pertains not only to the white race, that pertains to skin color. And, you know, if that were returned to you in suit by someone, say, of my complexion, I would be lucky to ever work in this town again. Everybody would have to drop me because I would be declared a racist. So, you know, here you have these racists that are tiger talking and that are making a bunch of noise, but they're communists. Let's flat out look. You know, I am absolutely against communists. If they want to push it, they're going to push it, and they're going to, you know, sow the wind and reap the whirlwind from it. But the bottom line is, until such time as you cross that line, I see a lot of tiger talking coming from so-called our side as well. And I don't care who it is that wants to then force their will on another at gunpoint. At that point, you become my enemy, okay? And it doesn't matter what color you are, okay?
Yeah, Rob was mentioning earlier today.
Process, I'm sorry?
No, Rob was mentioning earlier today when you talk about tiger talking about what was going on at Gettysburg as well. There were threats from others, you know, on the other side. Listen, let me say this. I'm going to stay with my assessment that I believe the individual was issuing a threat when he said, "Let's go." To me, that's a threat. That means let's get it on. That's the way I interpreted that, number one. Number two, relative to lawful, I think I want to point out, you and I spoke yesterday about, and we confirmed, whether the individuals were actually lawfully carrying their guns inside the park at Stone Mountain. And yeah, lawfully, I don't want to confuse the two. David Codrey is correct about that. I'm not playing semantics here, but when we say these words mean things, so I want to make sure we're clear on this. It's very important because we were concerned at first, well, not concerned, but David contacted me, say, can you confirm and verify that these people were lawful in their actions in the park, meaning the protesters who were carrying guns? Were these protesters lawful? The answer to that is yes, because in Georgia, they can carry long guns. I can carry long guns anywhere in the state of Georgia without a permit, as many as I can sling over my shoulder. OK, it's as simple as that.
There are no special restrictions at Stone Mountain Park.
None whatsoever.
When I called you, I knew that if it was like a pistol, then you need to have a permit for it. OK, but if it's a long gun, which these folks were carrying, you're covered.
As long as you're not prohibited from carrying a firearm. And that's where I meant with lawful. Now, let's go to these people down in Gettysburg. Now, these folks in Gettysburg down there were talking kind of similar, the same. I haven't seen as much about that because it wasn't as exciting to the news media as what went on in Stone Mountain. But I got to tell you, the cop who was asked the questions at Stone Mountain said it straight up. He said, look, we're aware of the sensitive nature of this park's dark past. We're aware of that. And we have protests on both sides of the issue on a regular basis. We allow them to go on. And anybody who comes in here that wants to peacefully protest can do so as long as they remain peaceful. He said, we had no problem with them. None whatsoever. And look, I don't know. You can hate the ideology all day long. You can disagree with it all day long. But when it comes to your Second Amendment, man, you got to be blind to it. Anybody who's anybody that's lawfully, and I say lawfully, you know what I mean by that, prohibited from carrying a firearm by federal law as a felon or such, is can carry a gun. I don't care who you are, David. Go ahead and wrap this up before we go to the break.
Well, I would come back and keep this fight going, pal, because, as far as I'm concerned, if you're a prohibited person, that means you're dangerous. And if you're dangerous, you don't let a tiger out of its cage if it's a man-eater.
Let's go to that during the break. This is a conversation that David and I have had over the years, and you're going to love what he says about this. I already know, because I've had the conversation with him so many times on air. I think it's a wonderful one to have, especially now. We need to talk about it. If you're so dangerous, you're on a no-fly list, why are you even walking around? We'll be back after this. We'll explore it with David Codrey.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. That cup, if you're watching me on television in Northern California or Reno, Nevada, on the 11 television set, there are television stations up there. We appreciate that. It's Defender Coffee, defendercoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR and get 10% off everything at the site, except the coffee club. Because you already get the free shipping. Very quickly, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo was with us last night. If you want to know where to get all of their amazing products, including all their new brewed stuff, which is, oh, man, LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, put your zip code in, and it will show you a distributor near you. They're not everywhere yet, but they're getting close. PulseTV.com has that 4,000 lumen light for Armed American Radio listeners, like 62% off. You'll see it when you go over to PulseTV, PulseTV.com/armed. PulseTV.com/armed. There's all kinds of really cool, fun stuff over there, and it's cheap and it's fun. But a 4,000 lumen light in your pocket can blind somebody, giving you time to get out of Dodge, requiring you not to have to use deadly force. A flashlight's one of the most powerful tools you can carry, especially one that will block somebody's eyesight enough time for you to split and get out of Dodge, beat some feet. Crossbreed holsters, of course, you know Crossbreed. It's the Crossbreed Holster Studio on the Sunday MonsterCast. MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. You guys are killing it. Support from Mike Lindell has never been higher. Please keep it up. They got tons of products over there. He supports us every time we support him, okay? So help him out, and Armed American Radio stays on the airwaves, believe me. Car Arms, it's the Car Arms microphone. Check out their entire line. One of my two favorite Top Guns I have is one of my cars. GunBroker.com Studios. Go to GunBroker.com. It's free. Doesn't cost a penny, ever. GunBroker.com, and just peruse the auctions over there. If you need anything, if you're looking for anything, you can't find it on your shelves, it's over at GunBroker, I can promise you that. North American Arms, I just mentioned Defender Coffee. Second Amendment Foundation, join us at saf.org. And last but not least, excuse me, let's not forget the frontsight.com
/MARK. Dr. Piazza is going to be on the program with me next week. Frontsight.com/MARK. Get the free certificate. There's no expiration on it. You can use it whenever or not. If you choose not to, you can sell it. It's entirely up to you. No harm, no foul. Frontsight.com. And many of you in here and on the boards and the podcast downloads and the live listeners are letting me know at marketarmedamericanradio.org that you've loved every class you've taken over there. So take advantage of everything these fine folks are offering Armed American Radio listeners. David, welcome back to the show, my brother. We knocked Bill Kristol out. We're tired of him. Let's go to the conversation that you and I have. You heard me close out the break, and our friend, mutual friend, who hasn't been on in a while, is Alan Corwin, has always said, if you're so dangerous, you can't fly, why can you even walk around? And, you know, I think you're going there in a sense, but there's truth to that. David, talk to us, man. Come on.
It's a maxim that I've been using for a long time on the war on guns. And hold on a second. Sorry. And it's, if you can't be trusted with a gun, you can't be trusted without a custodian. It is right. A truism. You cannot deny that, because the greatest mass murders in this country ostensibly were enabled, first of all, with utility knives. That's the 9/11 hijackings that allowed the planes to be taken over, and or fuel oil and fertilizer, which is what we're told, you know, Timothy McVeigh used on the Murrah Federal Building. And the third largest mass murder in this country was a box of matches and a gallon of gasoline, yeah. The Happy Land Dance Club fire, where a jilted lover burned down an illegal dance club and killed like 88 people. The bottom line is there are so many lethal ways to go about doing destruction that if you cannot be trusted with a gun, you can't be trusted with box cutters, you can't be trusted with fertilizer, you can't be trusted with matches. What are you doing out? And there's a great book by a man by the name of Robert Kukla from the 1970s called Gun Control, and he uses that analogy that, you know, it's the same as if you have a man-eating tiger in a cage, and after a certain amount of time, you just open up the cage and you expect a different result other than he's going to continue being a mad-eating tiger. And, you know, it's just people say, well, you know, we have sentences that we do these people in. Well, I'm sorry, but if the law is allowing dangerous people loose to stalk among us, then I'm sorry, you cannot expect any different results. That's just the way that it is. And but I'd like to go back real quickly to the tiger talker.
Go.
At the protest march, and what you perceived was a threat. And to me, the reason I push back on you on that is because logically, consistently, it's no different to me than when we say Mullen Lave. Something I've been saying on the war on guns in response to these people demanding things is no, your move. Mm-hmm. And you go back earlier than that, and you have the Gonzales flag from the Texas Battles for Independence with the cannon that says, come and take it, which, incidentally, that slogan was taken from Revolutionary War, and it was done by the Georgians. Okay, so it's like saying, come and get it, come and take it, come and come for us. I'm not sure that it's so much a threat as it is a statement of defiance.
Well, it's not a threat, and let me articulate why. I love this. Oh, I love this conversation. I wish, Shanto, can you swing the clock back 55 minutes, please? I would appreciate that. Tell the affiliates that we need another hour. Oh, this is fun stuff.
You said we were going to have time to make up for last night, man. What's going on?
Bro, David, can you come back tomorrow and continue the conversation, please? Good heavens. And I'm not kidding about that. Don't be surprised if he's back. I'm going to try to con him into it. Listen, you're going back. We go back all the way to the Spartans, okay? When we talk about come and take it, you know, Mulan Lave, this is where this came from. But that is, I've often stated, because the left in particular, Shannon Hateful Watts over at Moms Demand Action, the phony liar PR lady that claims she just all of a sudden started a Facebook page and then somehow was sitting in bulletproof, you know, SUVs paid for by Bloomberg. It was all a scam, folks. She's not just a Facebook mom, but that's a separate show. The fact of the matter is that she says when someone like you or I says Mulan Lave or come and take it or talks about or posts the Gonzales, they say that's a threat. No, it's not. It's a response to a threat of you threatening to come and take my stuff. David, the threat is I'm coming to take your guns. That's the threat. Mulan Lave or come and take it as well. come and take it. It's a response to a threat. And I'll please take it away. My blood pressure is rising. Go, David. We're running out of time.
I've been accused of being an insurrectionist for saying that the Second Amendment, you know, is a last stop safeguard against tyranny. And, you know, and having the armed marchers described as insurrectionists. I've been called an insurrectionist. I've been called a traitor. And these are by some people that, without the documentation in front of me, I'm not going to, repeat it on the radio. But I'll probably do a post on War on Guns just to prove my point tomorrow, where I have been called an insurrectionist, you know, by people that that you will have heard of in the gun grab movement. So what are you going to do? Okay, and my only point was that with the marchers at Stone Mountain, as much as I disagree with their philosophy,
right?
Okay, as much as I realize that we in fact may end up being opposed to each other in more than just ideological battle space. Until such time as the move is made, we have due process in this country. And the caution I have for everybody who says, well, these are terrorists and we ought to disarm them, is, you know what? What law are you going to write? And let's read it and let's see if it applies to them, how it could then not be turned around and used against you.
Yeah, that is that the caution in that statement cannot be, just literally cannot be understated. That is a fact, 100%. The right to bear, I'm pro-gun. You've got to be pro-gun for everybody to carry guns. It doesn't matter if you agree with their ideology. And as David pointed out, until something happens, I'm going to leave it at that. And it's absolutely right. I stand by everybody's right to carry a firearm as long as they're not violating federal law and they are allowed to carry that gun. David, God bless you for being here. I'm not kidding. I'm going to see if I can bring you back tomorrow. Let's see if we can get David to get busy writing later tonight and keep him up so we can come in tomorrow. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Great program today with David Koja. Always makes you think, right? Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. Go back and listen to the Monster Cast. Enjoy the rest of your day.